A Year in Review with Hearing Loss Live. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Good morning and welcome to Hearing Loss Live. This is our annual, Hearing Loss Live review of the year. We did it last season. I think we'll do it every season at Christmas time. We hope you're enjoying the holidays. We want to shout out Happy Hanukkah for those Happy Hanukkahs out there that we are friends with, and Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa to those who are celebrating Kwanzaa, and Merry Christmas to all you out there celebrating Christmas. We hope you're having a great holiday season. We hope you're ready to enjoy our next and upcoming 2023 season. I hope you're helping us with that. Shelley, I'd like you to go over what we did this last year. What did we have on our books? You'd think I'd remember, but, you know, not a long memory.
Yes, you know, it was a 4-year, and I'm really proud of the year. I think we did a lot. We especially sponsored, helped our hard hearing community and different support groups. We did, for hearing family members, a presentation, and actually that's Julia's deal, and she did a great job with that, and we got some good feedback with that. We did hospital communication with Michelle, and Michelle was, she is really good at that. So if you want that presentation, then be sure to let us know, and we'll get in touch with her. I did assistive listening systems, devices for our local HLAA chapter here in Salt Lake. I hosted our summer social, and that was fun for the HLAA Salt Lake City chapter. And for our Division of Services of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, I presented being proactive with hearing loss. And that was back in Better Hearing and Speech Month. And it was a big hit, and that's when I found out proactive was a better word to use than self-advocacy. So you've seen us use proactive ever since. We started our lip reading concepts class back last February. Why? So we've had several classes there. We have testimonials, and people told us how much they appreciated it, how much they learned, how much better their communication got after taking the class with hearing loss. I remember one lady saying, you know, it's stuff I always used, but I didn't use those strategies consciously. Now that I am, communication has gotten a lot easier. So it's kind of like a big duh. It's things we do, but we don't know. So that was one thing. We have a whole year of newsletters and still going strong. Somewhere around summer, I think we went with 2 a month, and that's working out well. We presented at the ALDA conference in October. We did a lip reading workshop, and that went over well. A lot of good feedback from them. We went to the Say What Club convention, and Julia and I had quite the adventure getting there and getting back. It was a long trip, but we did it. And we had a good time with a lot of different stops along the way and coffee, and met a new friend in person and visited a lot of old friends at the Say What Club convention. And that's what I have. Julia, what do you want to add?
I think we've filled this year pretty well. You've done a lot of presenting also we put in for other conferences, and we hope to continue to put in for other conferences, including audiology conferences, and maybe we look into some ALD conferences, get with Listen Tech and partner with them. We've had some great podcasting on mental health and hearing loss. Yeah, I'm having a day, guys. Sorry. I look forward to continuing that route in 2023. I believe it's a very important one. We've learned some interesting things with that journey, I think, even that we still have to present on. We designed a brochure, a really cute one. We'd love to start getting it out in all sorts of places. I've enjoyed meeting other divisions to the deaf and hard of hearing. We met with them in Arizona, Division of Services to the Commission. They're a commission. I forget that they're different. I enjoyed meeting their Commission for the Hard of Hearing in Arizona and learning what they need in Arizona for training wise, which really helps us when we can do that, when the divisions and commissions for the hard of hearing meet with us and are willing to talk openly on what their state needs. It helps us find out who needs to get in the know about hearing loss. We've worked really hard, I believe. Shelly sets up some mean classes, so I'm not going to lie. I don't have to do a lot of editing. Mostly my part is seeing how it fits with the hearing member, right? I am very proud of the fact that we have set up classes and presentations and workshops that involve both those with hearing loss and their family, friends, and if they'd like, their employers. I think that's very important because the more of us that get in the know, the better the communication outcomes become. And it takes a community to learn. So I love the fact we are not all rainbows and unicorns. I think our Talk About It Tuesdays are awesome. I loved our Talk About It Tuesdays this last year. Lots of good questions, lots of good suggestions by those who participate, and some tears are shed, right? It's a safe space for you to come and just say, I'm done. I will refrain right now from swearing, but whether you're the hearing partner or the hearing loss ho, we all have some tears to shed. And I enjoy that we have created that safe space, in my opinion. That's how we move forward in whatever our forward looks like. I think in 2023, we have an awesome year coming up. We have some great ideas percolating. If you have attended our Talk About It Tuesdays, you're a little bit in the know. We will be rolling out some new ideas. You want to go over some of those, Shelly, on what we think we might be doing? We're still percolating it, so we're only giving you the outskirts of what our ideas are.
Now, Julia said hearing loss is not all rainbows and unicorns. There is an ugly side to hearing loss, and sometimes I see people blowing that off. And it bothers me because I was in a very ugly 2 years. In 2008, 2009, and I didn't really come out of it until 2010. There's an ugly side to hearing loss, and I think we should talk about that. And we need to accept that people can't just get over it. They get over it in their own time, in their own ways. If we hope to help people go through that ugly part of hearing loss. And my other favorite topic, and it keeps coming to my head, and I keep saying it, is communication with hearing loss. You know, I don't want to cover hearing aids. I don't want to cover audiology, audiograms. I don't want to cover that aspect because a lot of people are already doing that. What I want to do is communication. How do we improve our communication? And like Julia said, that's not just up to us. That includes our hearing partners too, and all the hearing people we have to deal with. So communication is going to be a big focus for us in 2023. Let's see, we have Lip Shapes Live coming out. We've had lip reading concepts, and there's this huge misconception that lip reading is all about the lip shapes, and really, truly, it's not. You have to learn the concepts so you can fill in the holes, because there's only like 5 visible lip shapes, super visible, easily visible lip shapes. And so we created a class with 6, because I think I wanted to throw in a vowel. Can I buy a vowel? So I threw in a vowel and one other lip shape that I've always thought was really easy to work with, but it wasn't in the list. So I'm like, this is my experience. I'm going to throw it in. Lip Shapes Live is going to be fun. I'm excited about that. I finished it last night. Yay. I ordered a vest this year, a safety vest, and it's going to have DEF on the back, because when I'm doing certain activities, I truly am DEF. When I'm skiing down the hill and somebody yells, "To your right," I don't hear that. I hear a shout, but I don't know which way to move. So I'm like, okay, I'll just kind of stay on my current path and hope they don't think I'm going to move. So I've ordered a vest to try that out with this year. And it'll also work with hiking, because I think Julia told me that when we're hiking, the bikes come down the trails and they do their little jingle bell.
They do a jingle bell, or they say behind you or to your left or something like that. So, and you didn't know at all that they would even do that.
Yeah.
You just stay to the right and try to stay out of the way is what you do. Yeah.
And I was talking with another hard of hearing friend, and she thought, that was a great idea. She said, even when we walk along the river in the past, people would yell behind us and we had no idea. So I'm going to try this vest out. And I know some people don't like the label idea, but to me, I'd rather not be run over by a bike or another skier. Another thing we're going to look into later, about springish, I hope. So we're going to look into our sensitivity trainings for businesses, with a specific focus on hard of hearing communication needs. There's 48 million Americans with hearing loss, and hardly anybody understands our communication needs. So we will look into that and also try to provide some CEU continuing education credits for other people. So things we're reaching out and we're gonna play with in 2023. I know I'm excited. I'm pretty sure Julia is too.
I am. And you can get in the know by joining our newsletter. You can join us with our Talk About It Tuesday that'll have a new hip name coming out here shortly. You can reach out to us if you are in a local HLAA chapter that's still doing Zoom or online presentations and you need some presenters. We will absolutely continue with that. We are going to continue to stress hearing partners being very important in our communication and daily participation in our lives and what that may or may not look like. I hope at some point we have some hearing partner workshop places. I'm trying to think of what I want to call it. I'll think about that more and they'll come out later in the year, but kind of a support group for them as well, because I think support's needed on both. I have to figure that one out though. Right now, CEU-wise, continuing education units, if you are looking to get some of those, there's a couple different ways. We do already have a pre-recorded lip reading concept class you can purchase. Usually companies have some type of budget for you to purchase some of your CEUs. You can participate in our classes, our live classes, which I, which I say is important because that's how you learn as a hearing partner. That's how you learn more about those with hearing loss and better education for you when you are live and in person. I think even our live lip shape live class can benefit you as a CEU because it will teach you better enunciation with those you may be communicating face to face with. But our concept class, pre-recorded or come live, either one, we do offer CEU for that. That's a great 8 hours for you. 6 hours on the Lipshape Live. Don't be bashful. If you're an employer or a company who needs a presentation brought in for CEUs, reach out to us. Any of the ones that we present to any of our HLAA or Say What Club or ALDA, we are happy to bring it to you. We also have a great sensitivity training. I think we did that one first in 2021. Got some great feedback, but that would be an awesome way for you to get a quick couple of education units. Send them to us, hearinglosslive.com. My dogs are now going to start wrestling in the background, so we might need to cut this short. But anyways, join us in 2023. We have lots of outstanding stuff coming to you. And remember to subscribe, like, and share. And one of these days, we're going to remember to do it at the beginning of our podcast. I just know it. Anyways, have a good new year.